The award means recognition for my contribution to women empowerment and gender equality, and indeed it is a recognition of the efforts of Rwandan women for the last 30 years in the aftermath of 94 genocide, the journey of rebuilding their nation, but also journey of empowerment and gender equality. So it's something to be proud about, but I think a tribute to Rwandan society.
I was reading that the Inter-Parliamentary Union says that Rwanda is the world leader when it comes to women participation in parliament. About 61% of Rwanda's parliament is women. So I'm wondering, what is the secret? How do you manage to get that level of participation?
Yeah, indeed. Women participation has been a challenge in many countries. And in Rwanda, I think the game changer has been two critical issues. One, it is the political will and leadership that has created enabling legislative policy and institutional frameworks that favor the participation of women in decision-making positions. But secondly, it is women organizing themselves to raise their voices, to advocate for their political rights. Like in the aftermath of genocide, we created a platform of women called the National Women Councils that brings together women from the grassroots level to the national level to be able to speak with one voice as Rwandans, advocate for their rights, but also build their capacity in leadership. You know, women, because of our cultural tradition in most societies, are always, they have low self-esteem, low confidence. So that was an opportunity really to build women's capacity, but women also to support each other, to freely participate in national issues, in community issues. And we are able to engender our constitution, one, to make sure that the issue of gender equality and parity was enshrined in our constitution, including equality and participation in decision-making. But more important was also introduction of what we call affirmative action that allowed women to have a minimum of 30% representation. And that goes again with the Beijing Platform for Action. And because of the activism that had been brought, women organizing themselves, being trained for leadership and prepared for that, then the constitution also giving them that right. That's when in 2003, when we went for election, for the first time we had around 48%. And today as we speak, it's 61%.
When you talk to women in other African countries, some of the challenges they cite is a lack of political will and money. Now, you are Secretary General of the East African
Women Caucus.
Yes. So how do you think the Rwanda experience can be transplanted to other countries?
Of course, we know that every context is unique and there is no one size that fits all, but there are similarities when it comes to the issue of women empowerment and gender equality across the globe. I still believe that political will and commitment, we have to mobilize our politicians, our leadership, from the president, our parliaments, our executive, so that they support the participation of women in leadership and also remove all the barriers. And that's when you need to have the laws. Like here in Rwanda, we needed to also to make sure that we also promote the economic rights of women. The second issue for me, I think that the rest of the world can also learn, as I said, is the creating that enabling environment. You need to have strong institutions. Like here, we have what you call Gender Monitoring Office, which now monitors every government institution, every ministry, whether they are mainstreaming gender and the concerns of women. The other lesson that maybe the rest can learn from us is the issue of male involvement. You know, in most societies, when you talk about gender equality, it's as if it's a war between men and women. But for us, we took it as a societal challenge. It's these societal norms and perceptions about feminine and masculinity, the issue of stereotypes. So we thought this is a society issue, and men have to be our allies. So in our journey, even with making sure that we have women in leadership, we had to talk to men, we had to engage men, we had to explain, raise awareness, but also show men that empowerment of women, including political participation, is really beneficial to the family, to the society, and because of that, men have been supportive.